Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What is going on, Diesel Nation? We're excited to have you guys with us today on the Diesel Podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube and aren't subscribed, make sure and click the subscribe button, like, comment, let us think about the episode. If there's a guest or topic that you'd like to have on, we're always checking your comments on YouTube and love to be able to take your feedback, suggestions, and then get them onto future episodes. Today, I'm going to be joined by DEF System Services and JLM Lubricants, and we're going to be talking about a way to clean your DPF without removing it from the truck, which prior to today, I didn't know there was a way to do that. So I'm really excited to learn the process for it and also products to be able to clean the DEF system and the EGR. And something that's really cool is JLM is offering a 10% off code just for Diesel Podcast listeners for this episode. Just go to jlmlubricantsus.com/shop and use code JLM1021 to get 10% off your order. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different products and ways you can help your truck run better. So if you're in the market, want to make sure that your truck stays in the best shape it can be, head on over, check them out, use that discount code, save some money. I also want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Kershaw Knives. We appreciate their support in the Diesel Podcast. 2023 has been a huge year for them. They've had a ton of new knives that have been released. And if you head on over to kershaw.kaiusa.com, use code DIESEL2023, you get 20% off your order over $50 and you get free shipping. And they've got a ton of choices for knives for EDC, hunting, fishing, something to use at work, have around the house. So if you're in the market, definitely make sure head on over, check them out, use that discount code and save some money on some really cool gear. All right, let's get to today's podcast with DEF System Services and JLM Lubricants and talking about ways we can clean our DPF without removing it from the truck and also clean our EGR and DEF systems. Katana, Michael, welcome to the Diesel Podcast. Looking forward to chatting with you guys about a huge topic, which is DPFs. And a lot of times we get messages from listeners when they're clogged, which none of us want that to happen. And there's not a whole lot of options out there. So I'm really excited to chat with you guys today about it, learn more, because none of us want to have to go to the dealer and buy a new DPF with how expensive they are. So I'm curious to learn more about how to maintain them, how to clean them, and more about your business.
Sure, Michael. First and foremost, it's an honor to be on your program. You know, I have a lot of great people that are in the industry that's been on this program. So, and you know, just want to thank you for doing, you know, this podcast, because you're doing a great thing for the industry. And, you know, thank you for having me as a guest. I'm honored.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And also reaching out to us, which is a huge part of the podcast, is just reaching out and saying, hey, you know, I've got some information, technical information, a story I want to tell. I'd love to cover, you know, all the different angles of diesel. I wanted to start with the business side of it and what you guys do, and specifically the service and the products that you guys offer.
Well, you know, primary, we do the DPF cleaning, as you know, we mentioned, and also another big one we do is the diesel air intake cleaning as well, which pretty much cleans up the, you know, the combustion chamber, injectors, all that stuff as far as the engine is related. But one of the big things that people have a lot of problem with is, you know, DPFs. So that's the main one.
It seems like we almost all got a crash course in it once, because I was just getting into diesel right around that 2008 time frame, and I remember it was like the first new truck I ever bought, and I go to a Ram dealer and they had some leftover 5.9s, and then they had the 6.7s, and I thought, I want the 6.7 because it's brand new and it's a bigger engine, no replacement for displacement, right? So, and then it's just all these issues popped up, but it's come so far from that time frame. I was curious, when people are contacting you and they have this issue of a clogged DPF, do you see any similarities, any habits that they have that leads to it? Or does it just pretty much happen to, you know, anyone, whether they're, you know, driving the truck back and forth, getting groceries to and from work, or do you see it a lot on trucks that are worked really hard, or what's your experience with it?
My personal experience with it, a lot of guys will have these trucks. I get a lot of that, I do a lot of Rams for some reason. Not putting them down different, but I just think it's a as far because I do a lot of guys that do hot shots and hauling and stuff like that. It's just a
Okay.
greater percentage of them on the road currently. And I spoke with a Ford dealer once, and I think Ford kind of did some re I guess they set their specs, I guess, a little different from the older models, which don't tend to throw their DPF systems into this issue quite a lot or as often as some of the Dodge trucks. But most of the guys I get are guys that do a lot of idling, they're on the road, they're traveling long miles, and so they're getting the filters hot and stuff like that. But they, when they shut down at nights, the truck is idling all night, and the filter's just building up, getting clogged. Sometimes they also get these check engine lights on, which might be an unrelated issue. Maybe an EGR is stuck or something, or temp sensors that are kind of going bad, and they just let it run because the Dodges, especially the Dodges, I guess, they'll give you that countdown. So they're like, okay, I still got 200 miles, so I'm gonna run this thing down to 10, and then I try to figure it out. And then a lot of that too is a lot of guys are involved, guys and girls involved in a lot of these online, like Facebook groups, and they'll put a problem in there, and then you have a million and one people chiming in, and not everybody's situation is the same. So they listen here, they listen there, and sometimes they don't even know what to do, so they just let it ride. And but yeah, that's one of the biggest issues I have. Not issues, but issues I see.
Now, when they call you, are you going out and servicing the truck or getting the truck and then bring it back to the shop? Are they bringing it there? How does it work when somebody calls in and says, "Hey, my truck's in fail safe mode, DPF's clogged. What do I do?"
Well, I'm mobile, so I go out to them. I'm based in New York, but I have traveled out to Michigan. I've traveled out to, Jersey's right there. I've traveled down to North Carolina. I have a few guys in Georgia that would like to get their filters clean, and a few in Florida. I've actually have people as far as California reaching out to me, but it's a long trip, so it has to be quite a few. I have a few guys in Texas, especially Houston area, a lot. Most of these guys are hot shots. So, a lot of these areas that you find a lot of guys with these pickup trucks that are doing hot shots. And I mean, I have everyday guys too, their RVs and stuff like that. Some guys that just want to, have their filter clean. I mean, even repair shops. I have guys that's been doing diesel repairs for, their whole career, 20, 30 plus years. And some guys just weren't even aware of this process because our process is a little different now, and that's why I'm able to be mobile. A lot of companies prior, or is let's say it's not a lot of companies, but the companies that are out there that do DPF cleaning, you have to drop the entire exhaust system, take it to them, they cut it, they clean it, and they have their own process that they use to clean. But our process is done on the truck, so our chemicals are put directly into the DPF, and we use the truck system to, kind of give it like a kick to get it going, clean it up, and use the system to burn it off and all that stuff. It saves them on downtime, extra repair. You go into dropping some of these exhausts with these sensors that are rusted out. You're going for one thing and you end up doing two, three other things, and they're down for a couple of days just to get, just to get this thing figured out.
So this is like I've heard of places that do it, but it was always you had to take it off and
Right.
either ship it in or take your truck there, and
Right.
it's so inconvenient. So I'm really curious about this process. If you guys could tell me, how do you clean the DPF, whether it's with products, how does the whole process work? Say I'm not in New York, say I'm Massachusetts or
Right.
Pennsylvania, and I'm stranded. How does the process work?
All right. So when the call comes in, and if they're ready to get it done, I'll head out to them. First, before I even get started with doing anything, I run a diagnostics on the vehicle. So I'll scan the truck because 9 out of 10 times when the filter does get clogged, something else is going on in the system. Like I mentioned before, and it could be an EGR that's either stuck or broken, temp sensors, so that the computer is not picking up the correct temperatures to kick the truck into regen. So I actually try to figure out what's going on first, because it's no point cleaning the DPF if you don't address the problem that's causing the DPF to get clogged. So say I got to a job and it's only the DPF. All right, fine. The chemicals are put into the differential pressure sensor on the truck, or not the sensor itself, but the hose that goes to differential pressure sensor.
Okay.
And it goes, it's a two-part chemical. So it goes in like a foam form, and it, let it sit for a while to actually break the soot down in the filter. And once it start breaking the soot down, normally maybe it depends on how bad the truck is or how badly clogged it is. Based on the readings I'm getting, I could let it sit anywhere between 10, 15 minutes, just breaking the soot down. After that, then I run the truck, get the truck up to about 2,000 RPMs, and let that go for maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Like I said, depending on how bad it, the numbers I'm getting when I do the scan. And once that part is done, then the second part of the chemical is the actual rinse. So then that, it goes in same process, pretty much the same time span, having the truck up at the same RPMs, burning, whatever is was broken down in the DPF and sending it out through the exhaust.
That is so different than all the other things that I've heard about when it comes to like putting it in an oven, baking it, we gotta
Right.
wait and all that stuff. So I think being able to do it there is what has really piqued my interest. And I see a bunch of products up there. I see turbo, some other things up there. What do those products do? Like you'd mentioned the DPF cleaner and the rinse, but what are some of the other ones?
I'll let Michael talk about that. Anyway, Mike Von Lang, JLM USA, which is the USA representative for JLM products. We're focused up until 2 years ago exclusively on diesel oriented vehicles. Before that, literally and exclusively on automobiles. So what the JLM group are generally a little bit geeky, and they're all about chemical performance and what it does, and so they really don't look at the market as we would. They look at it as a product challenge. How do we get this product to do a certain job? So they started off with the diesel additives in the tank. So a lot of these are in tank additives. And a very few of them are spray cleaners, which we actually get into. As Katana said, we spray the EGR to clean it out and then run the system through. Some of these, like the AdBlue, is an additive for your DEF fluid. What that does, it prevents crystallization of the DEF fluid because contamination is very easy with DEF fluid. A lot of people don't realize that. So you'll get it to crystallize, and generally it'll start screwing up in the doser where it's spraying into the SCR. So that's where the first problem starts. It starts dumping it like a faucet rather than a spray. So you're not getting your NOx taken care of, and that starts setting off alarms in the system. So you're getting a notification that it's at first you're just getting a notification, and then you're getting mileage, and you have to get somebody like Catan to do a diagnostics to have it tell you that there's a system not operating properly. In this case, it would be the NOx is not getting treated. So those are the codes that we get. As you probably know, we get codes, and we just read those codes to give us a guide on where we should be. So the other products we have are, because I want to say one thing. For us, the DPF is a garbage can. It takes in all the trash, and we got to make sure it can empty itself out. So if it's staying clean by virtue of the regular operation, which is heat, consistent heat, and volume of air, that'll keep your unit clean. But if you start getting misfiring injectors, if the EGR starts to not stay at the high temperature that it needs to be, or close off where it's supposed to close off, that's when you start getting a lot more ash into the system, and it cannot dispose of it quick enough. That's when you start getting buildup a little bit at a time. Obviously, it's not just dumping in, as you know. So, what we try to do is we've been developing maintenance products, which is what some of these are, to help with regen. For instance, we have a Regen Plus,
which instead of some of the older regen products, which heat up the exhaust to a much higher temperature, this doesn't really increase it more than 10 or 15%. What it does do is it's got a product in there that helps loosen up soot or degrades the soot in addition to the heat. So you're not ruining your filter, because forced regens are not a total friend to your DPF, because they do suffer when you're doing forced regens, because the heat that's going in there is quite high. So you're usually doing a regen at 600 to 800 degrees minimum. And sometimes with these regen additives, they're going up to 1,000 degrees. Now, if you're putting it in our oven, which you referred to baking overnight, we will bake them up to 1,300 degrees. But that's a static heat designed to burn off residual soot that didn't get removed in the air cycle. So, and that's really only for, you know, class 9, 10 trucks and bigger, and 8s. You know, we do, one of the things that Catan is doing now is going from pickup trucks over towards class 5 and full class 5s and 6s, which are generally your small Hinos, Isuzu, and small Freightliner units, which have 6.7 liter engines. And of course, the foreigns are all 3.2 or smaller. You know, they're tiny. So that's what we found, is we're a good fit in there, that we can help to get those filters clean. Because, yeah, like you say, the whole operation, taking apart the filter, is the first danger to the filter, because half the time this stuff is rusted, it gets broken bolts. It's a nightmare. Believe me, we've done so many of them, and you don't get past the bolts or the nuts breaking. But so what we do is the on-the-truck process, which are pickup trucks for sure, we prefer that they're done on the truck. And there is a process to it. There's different one for Ford versus the Dodge. Even Chevy's is a little more temperamental, and they're older. But, you know, we're the alternative, because otherwise cutting these things up, as you can imagine, if you don't align it exactly back where it was and weld it back on, you still have a nightmare. And so what we try to do is, Fords in particular are extremely long filters. They don't clean as well, so we treat them a little bit differently. The Dodge Ram, which this guy is really tremendous at, and also the Transit, the Mercedes Transits, are different than the Ford Transit. Obviously, it's not the same. Engine's a little different in size. But we've managed to be able, because in Europe, the 3.2 liter or smaller engine has been worked on for the last 7-8 years, and we've probably done 30,000 filters cleaning. So there's a lot of experience behind the product. And Keaton has done tremendous job learning the system, understanding the diagnostics, because cleaning the filter is just the start. We need to understand why the guy showed up. And these guys will always wait. Sorry, guys, but you always wait till the countdown or you're in D rate. And I have to say, somebody I know really well, I got to meet because he was in D rate and he couldn't get the truck to run. Right. And it was a great lesson. Came away. And I'll tell you, the best of it was we had the system where it was running only because the sensor was open. The pressure sensor, we had to undo the pressure sensor so that there wasn't too much back pressure to turn off the engine. So he was able to go back. We treated it. He took off, got all the way back, picked up his load about 100 miles away from here, and then drove on, delivered the load, went back home in Long Island, and since then was a firm believer, because the truck never ran better. So I felt pretty good about it, because I was waiting for him to call me and bitch about the fact that it wasn't working right. But it was great, and he's really been not just a great promoter, but he's showing how the product works. He's done a great job.
What's so exciting about it is, it's the main concern that I'll hear from not just truck owners, but even diesel shops, as well as how can we service these trucks, or what products are out there? What technology exists? Because we all think of that dreaded fail-safe mode, DPF full, or however, what percent clogged it is. And there weren't a lot of options that were on the market, not just the DPF, the EGR, you know, the other components you had mentioned. So it's really exciting to know that there's a technology and an engineering behind it and products available to be able to service them, especially on truck, which I think is huge for people out there to be able to do. And that leads me kind of the next question is, once you go through a cleaning, is it just, is that DPF just almost not back to say stock or OEM, you know, brand new off the lot, but is it good to go at that point, or do they, is there maintenance things that they need to do to try to avoid that, or what's your experience been on that side?
Well, yeah, pretty much after the cleaning is done, and if, like I said, whether there was another issue that was causing the problem, if that issue is fixed, or if the filter just got, you know, filled over time based on how I was driving it, there's no other problem. After the cleaning, it's pretty much like brand new. From there, you could take a customer could have a brand new truck, and after that, you compare a guy with a brand new truck and a truck that just got cleaned, same everything, drive, run the same way. And if they keep doing the same bad practices, it's, both filters would probably get clogged in the same amount of time. So yes, it's pretty much back to new. We always recommend after a cleaning, you know, you invested this money in cleaning, and I'm sure it was a good feeling to even be in that position. But after that, we recommend maintaining the filter with the chemicals. We have this one here that's pretty good. Extreme Clean. This one, it cleans up quite a few components in the system. Your EGRs, your turbos. It helps with the regeneration of the that system. Your cetane, it improves the cetane. It just overall improves the engine performance. And like I said, it keeps your fuel running very in peak condition. This stuff, any one of these chemicals here, they pay for themselves. And I could attest to that, because whatever you spend on these chemicals, you're going to see a significant savings on your fuel. So just on fuel economy alone, we're not even talking about maintaining the system, which is, you know, the primary purpose, but you'll get your money's worth just on the money you're going to save on fuel after using some of these products.
That's a really interesting point. And it's something with enthusiasts that I'll hear from where they might be apprehensive, whether it's fuel additives or anything like that, you know, does it work? Will it work? But these trucks are so complex, and there's so many other components that all factor into the DPF. I've had injector companies on that talk about if the injectors aren't in specification, you're probably going to clog the DPF, and it's going to happen quick. And we think about, you'd mentioned bad habits or things that like people are doing that aren't correct, where we might have taken that for granted on older trucks that didn't have DPFs and EGRs on them, but that all factors into it. And so I'm thinking of someone listening to this podcast, they've got, you know, a newer truck that has this, you know, these systems on it. What are some best practices you guys would recommend? Let's say they went through a cleaning, they were worried they were gonna have to go buy a DPF from a dealer for thousands of dollars. You guys, you know, come in, you're able to help them. What would you tell them to do to avoid it in the future?
Well, what I'd recommend, and this is just in general, say after you use the cleaner and stuff like that, I'd say each time you fill your tank up, or it depends on, try to get that truck up on, you know, the highway or wherever, you know, if you're in the rural areas, and you could get that truck running for at least, say, 20 minutes at 2,000 RPMs, and no stepping on the brakes, no cruise control, none of that stuff, just letting the truck run and let the truck get hot. That alone within itself will help the filter to get hot enough to burn the soot off, right? Another thing I would recommend is don't run your def tank down. Like, you know, a lot of people, you know, you'll drive the truck till the light comes off for the fuel. Don't do that with your def system. It's always, I mean, your def load. If you could keep it at half and higher, that helps a whole lot. Not only with helping your system run better, but just think about it. Like, if you spill a little of the def fluid on the side of your truck on the ground, or what, you see it start getting white and crystallizing and stuff like that. So the same thing happens on the inside of the tank when it runs low. So if that tank is full more often, then it's low, then you won't have this buildup. And then once the buildup, it's nowhere for it to go but through the system. So some of these things that I recommend. And yeah, oil change too.
Yeah, oil change, and also the quality of the oil, super important, super important. Because that will dump a lot of soot into the system. The cheap oils are really disastrous for these guys. It'll just burn up the oil, and you'll get a lot of extra soot that the DPF cannot get rid of. So yeah, there are a number of different habits that will reduce the time between cleanings, if you will, or permanent replacement. Key is, as Ketan said, you need heat, continuous running, on a, I would say at least three times a week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
To get that temperature up, to get rid of any of the residual soot. And, for once you do a cleaning, we sell them every couple of months. You put in the Extreme Clean to take care of it. And if you feel that it's not doing any auto regens, because it should be going into regen on those trips. If it's not, that's when you're going to need regen, the regen product, to see if that's the issue. Cause that'll tell you if that's in the tank and you're then getting hot enough, temp through firing it with the fuel, that's telling you either there could be a problem with the fuel injectors, not being able to fire, hot enough, or there's something else going on. EGR certainly is a potential issue, but those things will come out pretty quick. They'll tell you pretty quick what's not functioning after the cleaning. If you start getting something right away, you need to get the diagnostics done again. And the diagnostics, really hate to say it, but we're not go to the gas station and have the guy stick a broomstick on the engine anymore. It's all about diagnostics today.
And another big one is idling. Don't idle your truck.
Yeah.
Personally for me, my truck, I warm it up in the morning, like 10 minutes, and that's about it. When I'm shutting down, I leave it to run for like a minute or two, let the turbo cool down. But outside of that, that's it. Don't have your truck idling like it's a semi for, half the day sitting in the truck stop or the rest stop. It's killing your DPF, and it's clogging up all the other systems, so try to avoid that as well. That's one of the real big ones.
Yeah. I was going to ask that if idle time is a major contributor with the customers that call you and have a clogged DPF or an issue, if they're idling a lot.
Yes.
We do a lot of construction equipment. So I can tell you, and those guys idle, and the skid loaders, we do them all the time. We're cleaning them. They bring them over, cleaning them by air. We haven't yet taught them to use the JLM, but on the smaller ones we will, because it's a big expense and downtime for them, right? They're right at the point where they're earning, so they can't have that downtime.
That's really one of the main things that is the foundation of like this conversation we're having, is downtime. Most people that I know personally that have diesel trucks, they use them for work in some capacity, whether it's construction, towing, it's making them money. And so when something goes down, it's not just, I don't have my favorite truck to drive this week. It's, I'm losing money. I can't get the material to the job site. My customer's upset at me. How can I get it quickly? So I like how these products, fit together. And Ketan, we were chatting a little bit before the podcast, and this is one of my favorite things to do during these conversations, is I love stories. I love to know the background, not just of companies, but just growth. And I was curious, of all the different parts of automotive, what got you into this? What piqued your interest with it? How did Michael help you? You mentioned that he was a great mentor for you. I'm really curious to hear the background story.
Well, I think Michael slightly touched on it earlier. I was the guy from Long Island he was talking about. Yeah. I had like I said, I was doing a hot shot, going through the back hills here in Pennsylvania. And I had a full load. I had a 5-car hauler. I have a 450, a 21 450. So you have a newer truck. And, this DPF stuff was all new to me when that happened. And I was stuck on the side of the road for 3 days. It was a holiday weekend. This happened like Saturday evening, afternoon, actually. I happened to call Michael, sitting there for a couple hours researching, just figuring, I called a Ford dealer. They weren't telling me anything that I already scanned and figured out on my own. You know, they're telling me to bring it in. They'll just do a diagnostics, and I'm beyond that. That's not helping me right now. You know, as you know, I mean, the dealers, they don't clean filters. They just replace them. You know, the most they'll try to do is do a force regen, which is still not cleaning the filter if it's clogged. Yeah. Anyway, sat there for the entire, those 3 days, just doing endless research online, YouTube, watching videos. And, you know, that's kind of where the bug started for me. I kind of was in that, at that stage when I was hauling, I was kind of in transition into, like, you know, I've been on the road for a while, and I was, you know, stuff like that. As guys know, it's a strain on the family, you know, wife is home with the kids, taking care of everything else. And I was just trying to figure out, you know, what was going to be my next move after this. And so finally, quick forward, like 3 days later, came to Michael's warehouse, or where he have his setup here. And got there, we started talking about the whole process. And then when I saw his guy starting to work on the truck, I'm like, wait, this is right along the lines of what I was thinking. Because before that, I was thinking about, you know, doing some mobile mechanics. Because, you know, just being on the road, you see a lot of guys broken down on the side of their truck, their trailers, axles, you know, various things. And throughout the time I was doing it, I just came pretty good on it. I just work on these trailers, my own trailer. I did all my work myself. On my truck, I do all my maintenance myself on my truck. So I figured, you know, I was leading towards that direction. But when I saw this, I'm like, this is pretty cool. Because I couldn't find anybody that would, matter of fact, I only found in the area I found Michael and another guy that was in Jersey. But Michael's process was, to me, made much more sense. Because this other guy, like we mentioned before, I'd have to drop the exhaust. So I'm on the side of the highway. I'd have to get my truck towed to a mechanic shop, have them take the exhaust off, and maybe take one of the customers' cars off the truck and drive it to Jersey with the exhaust in the back or something, and then get that cleaned up and then bring it back. So, you know, that was like, there's too many moving parts in that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot. I brought it to Michael, and just watching the process, I'm like, yeah, this is, I could see definitely myself doing this, and this is a service that I need. I mean, that's I needed, but guys on the road, this is a much needed service. Because up until this point, I was clueless about DPFs and, you know, what to do. And, you know, that I didn't even know this was an issue that people were really dealing with. But when it happened to me, I really see how big of a problem it was. I mean, on a side note, I think a lot of these, all these dealerships, all these manufacturers, they're doing a horrible job. They're doing a total disservice to their customers as far as this DPF system is concerned, and educating them on the vehicle. You know, they give you a maintenance manual, but you ever wonder, you skip through this whole maintenance manual and you see nothing here on as far as routine maintenance pertaining to the DPF. Why is that? And when this component goes bad, it could easily run you 10 grand. But there's not one thing in the service manual or the maintenance manual pertaining to say, hey, you know, every so often you need to get this thing cleaned, or you need to be doing these practices to help, you know, the life of the filter. So that's where I kind of got started with it, and I saw the need. And once I got started doing it, it's you know, I, like I said, I've traveled a lot of places helping a lot of guys out, and I feel their pain, because I've been there. You know, your truck is down, you got a load, either you had a load to pick up tomorrow, or in my case, you have a load on your truck right now, and you're stuck. What do you do? You know, so that was kind of how I got started in it. And, you know, like Michael said, this product got me home. You know, I think it was the knock sensor out, man, that thing was blowing smoke down the highway like crazy. But after the filter was clean, I was able to make it home. I think the root cause of the problem was my EGR. So I took it to my mechanic when I got back home. So imagine I was still able to make it home with the bad EGR. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how much I believe in this product. The EGR was totally, when my mechanic pulled it off, it was broke. So it wasn't opening and closing at all. So, like, this product, I'm not just here just trying to make a few bucks. Like, I actually believe in this because I saw firsthand what it did for me. And like I said, after I was able to get home, put on that new EGR, no problem since then. My truck, I have a 21 with 260 plus thousand miles. I do all my maintenance on it. My truck still regens on its own. Matter of fact, once I cleaned the filters and my intake and all that stuff, the truck, like, I used the oil flush on my truck as well. My truck runs like it's new. My engine is quiet, So yeah, that's kind of how I got started. I'm not trying to get too far along the line, but yeah, this stuff works, man.
It's really, you reminded me of kind of the story of myself when I was involved in a completely different industry. And I just kind of hit that point in my life where I thought, what is it that I want to do? What do I really enjoy? And I'd always had an interest in diesel trucks. And one of the things, even to this day, that is the reason I do what I do. Yeah, I remember like selling parts or being involved in the diesel industry. It was the smile the guy would have under one of two conditions. His truck was either back up and running and he could get home, or he just put a bunch of parts on it that he'd wanted to do his whole life and he was excited. Those were the two things. And then with the podcast, it's kind of the same thing, because I'll hear these stories where people are stranded or they've been, you know, through a nightmare project, and they listen to a guest and it helps them or guides them, and they're so appreciative. And it's that kind of human element of, I understand what that's like. It's difficult. So those are the stories that always really interest me. And it makes, I think, what you guys do more powerful, because you've been in those shoes, you've been stranded, and you know how to, you know, fix the problem of it. And like I mentioned before, the biggest thing with these trucks, and the reason so many friends that I have would say, I'm not buying a new one, I'm going to go buy a 2006 or 2002. They didn't want to deal with any of this because, like you mentioned, you go to the dealership, it's $5,000 to $10,000 if you can get it, if it's in stock. And there wasn't anything out there really. So now there are, and there's a complete maintenance schedule that people can follow to help their truck. So I think that's something that's really powerful. And I think it helps, I'm sure, with your customers when you help somebody, you know, that's stranded and they're smiling and they're happy. It's probably a great feeling.
Yeah. And it, you know, personally, it makes me feel good too, to see a guy that, you know, cause you know, most of these guys, you just don't have it. It's not like, say, like you, okay, yeah, the dealer charged five, you know, like I said, between $5,000 or $10,000 to change these components out. And if you have this cash just laying around, sure, fine, no problem. But a lot of these guys really don't have it. A lot of these guys, it's like a regular job for a lot of these guys. It's like a paycheck to paycheck, a job to job. You know, you get a job done and you're able to clear up a few bills, and then the next job come in, you're able to clear up the next few set of bills. But so you don't have this type of money laying around just to throw at this type of problem, you know? So a lot of guys are, when I get that call, they're already in that desperate stage, you know. Some guys call me, and you know, because they hear different stories, they figure they could, you know, some way around it or whatever, and you know, they end up coming back to me, or you know, they figure they still have a little bit more time till they come back to me.
but
either way, man, it's a lifesaver for a lot of guys, man, and you know, it's just a pleasure, man. It brings me joy to do it. And well, I really enjoy doing it.
Well, I think they want what you have. They want to have that truck with 260,000 miles on it that has all the creature comforts that a 2021 has compared to the old ones, and you can get those higher mileage on it. That's what we want. And I think these trucks are the best ones ever made, with power, torque, safety features, all the things that are on it. And if we can make them last as long as our old ones, it's a no-brainer. Why not get it? You had mentioned, Catan, something really cool that you're offering for people that listen to the podcast. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that, for people who connect with you, and something that I think is really going to help anyone who's listening. I'm sure there's going to be guys that are in the same position. Like, how'd they know my truck's in fail-safe mode and I got a clogged DPF? But I wanted to have you explain a little bit about what you got.
Yeah. Well, like I said, for your listeners, I'm here to help, man. So, as far as the service, if it's something you need immediately, or even sometime in the future, because I plan to do this. If they mention your podcast, if mention the diesel podcast, I'll just give them I'll do like a commission for the show. As far as the products, if they go to the website, you know, Def System Services, that's Def VEF System Services. If they go to the header on there, at the top part that says JLM products, they'll get redirected to the website where they could go to the store and they could purchase any one of these products, and they'll get, 20% discount? Or 10% discount, sorry. They'll get a 10% discount on the products. And that will be for another...
At least the next week.
At least the next week. So we'll see how it goes. We may run it long, a little bit longer, but they'll definitely be able to get a discount on the products, and we'll definitely love to support the show. So if you guys want this cleaning, and you want to help the podcast, just mention the podcast. I mean, you're doing it because you need the service, but if you mention the podcast, we also help, you know, sponsor the podcast, or, you know, give a commission to the podcast so it can keep running. You know, I know every little bit helps to get the, you know, keep the ball rolling down the road. So other, you know, people that are in my situation or, you know, would love to get the word out that Patrick is able to keep the pot, you know, keep the platform up and running and do what he needs to do to keep it going.
well, we definitely appreciate that. I know that our listeners will, and that's really at the heart of our conversation today and what you guys talked about with the products and the service, but then also what we do is helping people. That's what we want to do. So I definitely appreciate you extending that for, you know, the products and the service that you offer. And I know there's questions that I didn't ask, or maybe you touched on something and I didn't keep asking, you know, the right question. How can they connect with you guys, you know, whether it's, you know, via phone, email, social media, and ask you guys questions, maybe about a truck that's down right now, or maybe they just have concerns. Maybe they just want to avoid that and get some of the maintenance products. How can they connect with you?
Well, excuse me. My phone number is 516-851-7099. I'll say that again, 516-851-7099. They could give me a call, shoot me a text, whatever. The website, like I mentioned before, it's DEF, D-E-F, Systems Services. Common spelling. Same thing on all social media. I'm on IG, TikTok, you know, my YouTube. And if they go on the IG, they'll see quite a few videos that I've done, or some videos that I've done and some of the service. And, you know, they'll, you know, maybe that will help them getting a visual to see it. But yeah, just remember that name, DEF, which is pretty easy. Can't forget that. DEF, D-E-F, common spelling, System Services, common spelling. And you'll find me.
I'll make sure that we tag you on social media when we release it, so it's easy for listeners to just click over, see the videos, yes, you got, yes, connect with you, yes. Yes. Ask questions. I definitely appreciate you guys connecting with me on a weekend and chatting with me about the product, about the, you know, your history in this, Michael, some of the background on the products, what you guys do. I appreciate you guys chatting with us today, educating us, helping me understand more about options that are out there for newer trucks. It was great to chat with you guys.
My pleasure.
Our pleasure, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Patrick, for the opportunity.
Thanks, Patrick.
Don't forget, diesel fans, make sure and head on over to kershaw.kaiusa.com. Use code DIESEL2023 for 20% off orders over $50, and you get free shipping. So if you're in the market for a knife for hunting, fishing, EDC, something around the job site, they've got you covered with a bunch of different choices, tons of different styles of handles, different blade shapes, and they've had a huge year in 2023 with a bunch of new models. So you're definitely going to find something over there if you're a knife guy like I am, or you just need something to, you know, work hard around the house, at the job site. They've definitely got you covered. So make sure head on over and use that discount code, save some money, get some really cool gear. I also want to give a shout out to some of our Patreon supporters, Tyler Lowen at 23 Diesel, J. Cole John, all of our other Patreon supporters, all of you who subscribe on YouTube, podcast apps, follow us on social media. We appreciate all your support here in year 7 of the Diesel Podcast and look forward to bringing you more of the content that you want to hear in 2023. Until next time, keep the shiny side up.